Brad Davidson. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
What did you make of Brandenburg's win in the coast there at Gosford on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a strong win, wasn't it? He's a horse that basically, I think it's fair to say, probably a bit disappointing last preparation, but they brought him back as a gelding, and his first up run he needed, second up had no luck whatsoever, and then he was able to go to a new level there on the weekend, go back to his old form from probably from 12 months ago, where he was really competitive in some really strong races. So, no, outstanding performance, and I said on Twitter on Saturday, it was actually a little bit interesting for myself watching it at home, because he was the horse that I knocked back a share in as a yearling. One of my good mates said to me, let's grab a share in this horse, because we used to we backed the half sister Lover Lover in the Oaks obviously early on in her career. So I sort of said at the time, no, I've got a horse, so I'm not going to get one, and he stayed out as well, so he hasn't let me live it down since. But that was interesting. Ouch. Watching a horse you knock back a share in win a $500,000 rate.
Yeah, it certainly hurts. What were your thoughts on Explosive Jack, third Derby victory of the season?
I know, Loz, amazing, isn't it? And I said it last week, guys, and it's probably just a good example of these horses that continue to race on. We see a lot of horses, they win a feature and they sometimes just go to the paddock. And I think a lot of the time it's premature as well, because especially if you've got a horse that's racing well at the time. I mean, you know, Golden Slipper winners are a great example. We see a lot of Golden Slipper winners go to the paddock straight after the Golden Slipper, and we know that Golden Slipper curse. They, you know, struggle to really go on with it as a three-year-old a lot of the time. So sometimes you've got to make hay while the sun shines, and that's what Explosive Jack's connections have done. Three derbies now, and looks like he'll go for a fourth there up in Queensland. He looks a real star of the future as well. So he might be one that can train on beyond that three-year-old season.
Jamie Carr sets his sights on 100 Melbourne winners for the season after riding five winners there at Caulfield on Saturday. She's just about immoral to get there, isn't she?
Yeah, amazing effort, isn't it? Now, after 86 city winners, so only 14 to go, you'd think she's going to be able to knock that off, no worries at all. And, yeah, I mean, to ride five on a city card, a tremendous effort. And she just continues to go from strength to strength, guys. And, such a rising star of the future as well. If she continues, for as long as she wants, she's flying for sure.
What about at Quirindi today, mate? You got anything?
Look, there's a couple there, guys. Race 2, number 10, The Liar, and race 3, number 12, King Joffrey. I thought they were both chances. The Liar's the first starter for the Cam Crockett Yard. Really like the way it's trialled up leading into this. Nice soft trial. Finds Aaron Bullock on debut from a good draw. And King Joffrey, I just thought the favourite in that race, Croesus, was a little bit short. And King Joffrey's coming out of a pretty good race last time when second behind Frankly Savvy. I thought that was a pretty good effort. And if it can reproduce that here at around that $5.50 mark, it's got to be somewhere in the finish there. So they're the two tips for today, guys. I've just got a heroes for you today as well. I'm going to make it the our listeners, guys. I must admit, being at Wagga last week, I really got a buzz out of people coming up and saying good day, and that they listen to the show. And look, I'm only obviously a small part of the show, for 5 minutes every morning, but I was quite touched by the amount of people that came up and just sort of said, you know, that they love the segment, love the show, and you got a real community there and a real family, and just wanted to say the heroes this week were those that came up and said g'day, and I really appreciated that over the 2 days at Wagga.
Good shout out, mate. It certainly is a family, this, the Big Sports Breakfast, and it's great. The best thing about getting out and about, isn't it, fellas? Particularly to the bush. And particularly the Country Cup carnivals.
I've said it before, Mido. I enjoy getting away because, yeah, you meet so many wonderful people, and they all enjoy it. They love it. They want to host you in the right possible fashion. They enjoy a good time. They don't get to see a lot of people come down and support their races. Usually, it's just the community, but. You know, even down there in Wagga on the weekend, you had people coming from everywhere to support it. And I think that's the good thing about it. And it's a great vibe, and they do such a good job of it. So well done to everyone involved. And hopefully, now that, we look as though we've got COVID under control, we'll be able to get out and about a little bit more this year.
So, Davo, just quickly, Quirindi, race 2, number 10, Salia, and race 3, number 12, King Joffrey. There you two today.
Yeah, they're the two today, guys. Beautiful. Hopefully they'll both run well. We'd like to see a bit of market support for the first starter, Salia, close to the race time, fingers crossed.
Okay, $3.60 and $5 respectively with Tab as it stands. Thanks, Davo. Have a good day, mate.